Yeah, no problem.
Grazie. I do appreciate all the
Another thing we should be reintroducing in society, having rivals, other than just competing, like, we need that growth, we need that push. We need that push, like, you know, having a rival introduce taking L's once in a while. You always compete with someone, you know, at your best. Instead of just painting to the world, like, you have competitors and you just destroy them, like, if I constantly destroy all my opponents, I never have a challenge. I can never grow. Like, I'm just the best until somebody knocked me out of place. And then usually when people get taken out of their number one spot, they don't know how to continue. Like, you just see them shit start falling apart around them. But that one L really drove them to be crazy or some shit. Like, you know.
It's alive!
Whatever he was cooking is dead by now.
What's
going on
here? Fishing the rainbow
and
what else?
Skittles and
Airheads. So now we're just eating candy. Yeah, we're smoking candy.
Do they still have time to dress the duck? That didn't even take an hour. Well then,
seemed like it got you.
It would seem you haven't made much progress yet. You have a long way to go to measure up.
Oh yes, right. You had mentioned a challenge earlier, didn't you? Very well. If I'm to expect a dish as scrumptious as the previous one, I will gladly make an exception and weigh in on which one is better.
Did you hear that, Soma? Yeah, you're not gonna hear me object.
The loser will be forced to grovel. You'll grovel in front of your opponent and say, I am a loser and a dog three times for all to hear. If you're putting your restaurant's reputation on the line, we need something of this magnitude. Ah, my sweet little dumpling, you won't have to grovel. Only the silly boys will. You have some lovely fingers.
Let's go. You think you can make something better? Give it your best shot. These guys came up with the idea to use dough completely on the fly. Plus, they gathered a range of ingredients to complement its flavor. Makes me wonder, what's the best dish I could make in a situation like this?
And it really forced people to think outside the box.
There were a few chickens and rabbits out there too. Megumi.
Yes?
I want to use these ingredients as garnish. Could you get them for me? You know what these are, right?
I think so. Yes. Don't worry about a thing. I used to forage for a lot of greens back home.
Great. I'm counting on you.
What are you going to be doing so long?
There's something I'm gonna need to find. I'm headed outside. Oh, first. Chef Hinako? I can use absolutely anything. economics, correct?
Yes. Well, as long as it's within a permitted area, use what you like.
Perfect. In that case, a key ingredient in what we're going to prepare for you is...
a human body.
Is this? Looks like we'll be going back outside again. Oh, could you hold these for me? Thanks. What did you think I... Alright, let's go, baby!
I'll get it! So what am I supposed to eat now?
Soma Yukihira, just what are you planning?
Okay, I've gotten everything on my end.
Break one of them nuts.
Fucking nuts, fucking nuts. Fucking nuts.
Freshly laid eggs.
Nah.
This doesn't taste good. Make it again.
Damn. Damn.
Can you take criticism when it comes to your cooking? No. So you wouldn't be a handle like this nasty to do it again?
Smack that shit on the floor and walk away.
I understand it, but it sounds cool.
Alright, well, fuck you, nigga.
I guess this is all that I can expect.
Darn. Fucking hungry, I will go somewhere else. But if I really have a taste for something, I will stay away. It's just all about that respect and shit.
Slice the bottom ends off the pepper buds. Careful.
When you're done with that, could you separate the yolks from the whites?
Okay. Huh? A fried dish?
Yeah. We'll fry the fish we cut.
Yeah, okay, I guess. But we don't have any flour or cornstarch. Nothing to act as a breading.
Deep
frying it. The fish has a lot of moisture, so without any breading, it's not going to fry up properly.
Actually, we do have some. We've got an excellent breading.
That is a really good point. Every time I see like fried fish, it does have breading on it.
Freshwater fish, eggs, rice crackers. I've got it. So much you want to take the rice crackers and crush them to use as a breading.
Thinking outside the box. Even though she did say she is tired of fish, so good luck.
We're done. Chef Hinako, please have some before it gets cold.
Great. This looks good. Wow. My rice crackers were used to make an excellent fried dish. Such a wonderful texture. It's so crispy and the fish is nice and warm. The coating protected the char, concentrating its flavor. The flavor of the rice crackers themselves gives the coating another layer of complexity. And on the side, we have a light and fluffy sauce using eggs and pepper buds.
X is a base, and it looks like he added salad oil to the yolks, and then whisked it up.
That's what this show is all about. These people eating good ass food and having a fucking food orgasm and shit. Which I would like to introduce an episode when we just going out to try. I would like to introduce an episode when we just go out and try food and just get reviews on it and shit. If we would have went to the joint that made the fried rice, yes. If we would have went to that place again, there we go. If you reviews. We men would have liked that. Man, we men gonna be like, I never been whole like this. But to be a taste tester, you gotta have an appetite. That's why I would just smoke, but you know, the world is iffy on that.
I've been just having to smoke a shit ton of food. I said so.
You high already?
I mean, that's the thing. I might be, but I don't feel like it. I mean, I feel very stable.
If you piss longer than a minute, you high.
Yeah, me. But how do you plan to get some, you know,
a rivalry. I think that's something that we should all introduce to our kids and shit. Like, one, just get in their mindset, like, you're not the only star, my nigga. Like, you're not the only star. Like, even as talented as you believe that you are, there's other people that have that same vision as you. Or, like, you know, or they might be gifted talent. You never know. But I don't want you to just think, like, oh, I want to be this, and I can just achieve that just by, like, going with the flow. Or, you know what I'm saying? Not just going with the flow. But, like, for example, if my child was into, like, being a basketball player, like, he got to know, like, there's other motherfuckers that can shoot threes and shit. Like, if you're not the one that's out here competing with a motherfucker that's, like, shooting threes or some shit, how are you supporting your team? How you going to potentially grow? Especially, all right, let's say you are the best fucking player. What growth have you made? You've been playing nothing but other teams that's below you. That's not making growth. You've been playing down. So by the time you do meet up with a team or whatever fucking that have that same ambition and coming as hard as you, can you outlast them? Can you put in that final effort or whatever fuck? Because I know damn for a fact, I know I be getting caught lacking when I'm playing fighting games. And I'm so, I get used to playing motherfuckers that make mistakes. Then I go to play against somebody that never makes the mistakes. It's a different battlefield. Now I have to adjust. Now I gotta start thinking, because now he's reading my moves and I gotta read his shit. It's like a chess game out here. And you can't be thinking everything is all sweet and done. So, especially, like, you know, and also pain to the head, it's okay to take a loss. We not gonna win every fucking battle. And to the people that motherfuckers saying, like, oh, your career is over after you took an L, fuck them. You can do it again. Who told me you can stop playing at a certain age? What? You can play as however you want, but you gotta put in that effort. And just know, like, yes, when you get older or whatever, fuck, you're gonna have to work harder. Because there's young niggas out here that's hungry, that want that spotlight that you had. And there's nothing you can do about other than competing, nigga. So, like, I just wanna paint that to them. Don't be a sore loser after you get one L, my nigga. Don't give up. Take it as a lesson, like, move on. And I want that to be normalized to every fucking kid. So by the time when they hit the college, where people are like, damn, I failed one class. Okay? What are we doing next? That's not the end of your life, though. And I hate that the world painted as it is. Like, oh, if you don't go to college, you're a bum. Says who? A lot of niggas that made it in high places, they never went to fucking school. Most billionaires never finished fucking school. Or they went after they already made it. A lot of people go to school after they fucking made it. So what that says?
One day I'll submit my challenge, and you will accept your fate. When that time comes, I will pound you.
Oh.
Until then, you should like hone that. Your skills to the utmost perfection. Next time I see you, it is on.
You ever had a rival?
Okay, I'll be
No, like in anything. Fashion, women,
acting.
Come on,
don't
acting you gotta
me.
Have, right? The people that want to be famous about the players.
Don't talk to me!
Because I was
gonna
say,
we
used to
be nice,
funny.
So
shit.
I think I
used my skills and my knowledge to the fullest in today's challenge.
When
the inspiration for that.
Had that changed, like, your efforts and everything? Like. So since you always thinking you're losing, do you still give it your 100%? Your full effort?
I was gonna say that's hard because that's no like effort. Like I
used
to lose it and
I just
wait,
you didn't lose the anything, right?
Well, I was gonna say I'm pulling my perspective.
I don't know from your personal experience, but just saying, even like when we used to work. There was like a rivalry of like they like have us against like being on time, like, oh, this motherfucker been here every day on time, he's the best worker. So they already create that rivalry and that food.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Okay.
So I was gonna say, are you asking me?
No, I was asking, was it anything in the life that you had close to like a rivalry with someone? Or some shit.
Because I was gonna say I'm not competing with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's my favorite. I'm not competitive, I don't care. Like, I don't know. But I understood like your perspective on like if somebody is like good at video games or like chess games are not always winning. Mm-hmm. And then when, once they get the L, when somebody is much quicker than them, they become a sort of loser, they get upset, they get angry. Like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You ever had a rivalry?
What?
A rivalry.
What?
A rivalry, nigga.
No, it's just the way he says it. It sounds weird.
Yeah, because it's coming out of my... Yeah, shut up. But anyway, a rivalry. Ah, now
rivalry.
Yeah.
But yeah. No.
Never? In shooting games? None of that shit? Nobody never competed with you? In Apex? Siege? Siege alone, my nigga. Alright, so no way.
I mean, I'll play one-on-ones and something like that with certain people after, because I'll bug them.
So you never had a rivalry against, well, you never look at anybody as your rival, that's what it is, but people did look at it as towards you, that's what I mean. Okay, so how it felt in that situation, was it like a bore?
Yeah.
Okay.
It depends on what the situation is. If it's like, man, if I know I'm gonna whoop your ass,
so how you go into like when you play like shooting games, do you look for like a good fight or you just look for anything? And what's that? All the smoke. I mean, I'm mostly specialized in like racing and like fighting games, so that comes with the territory. Mm-hmm. And plus, a lot of people make it into a rivalry, and then when I win it, or overcomes like the hardship, it's great. It's fucking amazing. What else? And having siblings as well. We always competed with each other and everything. Like, like even over the stupidest shit, like who had the longest rebel, who was like, you know, started at the early age of doing their own shit and not listen to anybody. Like, it always came down to that, like, in that conversation.
I got it.
So it was like, alright. It just made me just want to do shit on my own. Like, so I was just like, I had my own experience and everything. I'm like, you know what? I did this, though.
Right. I got it. And that's the problem I had, like,
my hardest challenge was the age difference. Like, as a kid, like, I had a very naive perception of shit, like even just like, you know, like, oh, like I read the comics, so I'm gonna, the only way how I'm gonna play this game is doing directly how it tells me how to do combos and shit. But when you get older and all that shit, most likely you play with motherfuckers that already know that comics, so you gotta think outside the box. Right. So these motherfuckers already grown, they had experience and shit. And I'm playing, you know, naive and shit. I'm the newbie with no experience and with a child mindset, and I just like, I had to overcome each fight. And I remember just getting my ass whooped so many times, get laughing, like, huh, like, this motherfucker, he dropped it. He dropped the combo, and he fucked up. So taking it, I was like, damn, all right, fuck, all right, I'm going to try again. And then when I won, it was like a good feeling to me. I overcame my hardship, my challenges, and then I was like, damn, all right, so it's not unbelievable for me to defeat you now. If I just put in that effort, however fuck, I can get to it. So it's just like, it's no more a dream to me. So that's how I took it.
Yeah, thank you for your perspective. You gave me insight. Thank you. I understand. Mm-hmm. But I'm used to losing, so when I do win, like, you want to. Oh, I did? Mm-hmm. Oh, you like, it's one of those shocking things.
Or like the dumbest challenges that you get into, like who can outdrink who, who can outsmoke who. Like, you know. Or even like, damn. Maybe got competitive to the bedroom, like, you know, who's gonna make who come first and all that shit. Wow. So yeah, it was, yeah, I don't know.
No, it's fine.
I could be a competitive motherfucker, like anything, if I hear a challenge to it, especially if it's a prize at the end of it. Yeah.
So you like challenges?
I guess.
Yeah,
I guess it's kind of getting like the... Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I take it. Especially like, always get challenged as well. So that's another thing. Like, that always comes to me, especially like going to school or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you for that. See, I love how we all have, like, we said, like, different more perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. fact that we all had different perspectives. Like, Concho had his perspective, you had yours, and I had mine. That's some cool shit.
Yeah, you truly, truly like Bubbles. There's no competition, you know, it's all peace, it's all love. I never want to destroy a nigga, you know, never the fuck. You know what, that makes sense. You always take it from behind. That's good. And fucking Bubble Cups over here, you know, always being outbursting and all that shit, that, you know, badass as the person that he is, so you don't perceive anybody else as a competition or fucking just an enjoy of life. Wants all the smoke. All the fucking smoke, you know?
Fuck you. Because I heard what you said about something about the back and back. Second of all.
Wait, when did you pick up on that?
Because when I heard you go around, I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? But it makes sense why you ain't getting on the back. I said, stop fucking playing with me. Not when I'm shot with the Skittles. Stop playing. I got the
skills
in me. I'm like,
well, I'm sorry, because y'all, first of all, y'all not even acting, perceiving as characters y'all perceiving and shit. Where's the, you know, the same energy and all that shit? You know, put that towards here. Y'all want to be quiet, stiff, whatever the fuck. Get y'all words out.
We was going in. We just was saying that
we're
going to see competition.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. What else, too, there? The motherfucker, that's it?
Yeah, and then we gave you perspective on the upbringing on why we don't see competition. Well, you never explained yours, though, aren't you? Like, why don't you see competition, or why don't you, when you play the game?
Yes. Yes.
You don't see them in
Bubbles. Like, Buttercups. Please, go into detail.
So, listen, do you play the game just to, like, kill me?
Cause, man. Okay, so. I'm along with this. Okay. So, you know, it's. Okay, we both have a common goal here, which is.
To win? Oh.
Become, that, of course, that's
what
it was to be content creators, right?
Yes.
So there was a point in time to where I didn't want to be doing any streams because I was always like, oh, damn, what if this happens and this happens? Oh, the stream's not gonna go so well. This isn't going to go so well. So it's like I was always in such a shell to anything. Once I finally started being around you and doing all this extra shit, that's when I finally started doing like a little bit more. And yeah, thanks to you pushing me a little bit more. Yeah, I finally broke out of that shit, doing a little bit more. But when it comes to competition, I just don't see it. I don't really look at games as competition. I see it as stress relief.
Okay. So.
Beautiful. That's such a Pisces.
That's funny. Yeah. And the reason why I say it's funny because. A lot of games you do pick to play. Like, it's never no solo games. It's always, like, online multiplayer games that's, like, competitive and competition-wise. So that's why I always thought, that's why I saw, like, you know, do you do this shit for, like, you know, thrill and kicks? Or, like, is it, like, some type of, like, thrill you get from, like, from rivalry or whatever the fuck?
When it comes to shooting, you always going to get a thrill from that shit. Just the sense of your controller vibrating is going to make you fucking jump.
Is it like simple as just getting kills, or is it like specifically you doing like some hitman shit, like some headshots, catching them all above?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And when you said stress relief, from what?
Life. That was the easiest question ever.
I felt fucked there.
Shit, nigga, life. Seriously, life is the number one stress problem for all people, no matter who the fuck you are, purple, black, pink, you're an animal, nigga, you still going to stress.
I would say mine started off as a stress relief, as an escape way, but now I'm working towards it as making my career. I would love to get paid for playing games and, you know, making an income from this and being self-sustained. That's what I want. I don't see like me working like a typical office job. That's not for me. If I can develop my own games, then I have shit ton of ideas for games and shit. Oh, that's drama. When you used to play games heavy, was it escape for you?
Yeah.
If it's watching TV, that's my favorite. That's why I had that perspective of like, you know, they have to go lucky because of the now watching fucking TV.
And
you know, watching live.
And just taking that to an aspect, a lot of people don't want to acknowledge. I like how you brought TV as another escape. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge everything that we do. Like, even just going to simply work can be an escape from a situation. So, I just hate the fact that we just focus on certain things, like, you know, gaming or, like, some other events that we find, like, you know, society find it negative or some shit. Like, oh, that is just an escape route. Like, or you do drugs and you're like, we all have some type of escape
route. The fuck? Thank
you. Coffee, simple as that. Working out, like, the fuck? We all have some type of escape route to get the stress relief off. Even boxing and all that shit. Just shit like that. So I think people need to acknowledge it and just be like, okay, we have an escape route. How can we, you know, better our society on growth and shit when it comes to this? Because, you know, where the world went, it introduced a lot of escapes that people developed throughout the years. I remember in early times, the only escape route people would have had during them times is going to like certain events, like opera and all that shit back in them times. That was the escape route. Going to like concerts and that, before the COVID, that was people's escape routes.
Going to the club, yeah.
Escape route church, escape route from sins.
Yeah. Even like quote unquote the healthy stuff, like taking a
book,
going out of nature, still
like safe design,
still
like safe. And bring you at peace? Sex?
Thank you, yeah.
Escape
like,
room.
So I feel like nobody can say anything. Like, I feel like people's crazy when they try to label it as was like healthy and not healthy or whatever. Like, you don't work it out too much.
What works out for you doesn't necessarily work out for me. And even though it's a possibility of like, you remember when we was watching Wondering Witch, and it was that episode of the guy that hold the jar of like the girl dreams and shit?
Yes.
And well, it was like people passion or some shit.
Yeah.
And he showed it to her and she fucking broke. So that was like, even though that's a possibility of like giving like not, like even giving too much happiness to somebody that's suffering could be a dangerous weapon. So even something like that, like, I think that like should open up a lot of people's eyes and just, you know, make it a better change in this shit, in this world, and how we do shit.
And
now
that
shit
didn't even go really far, you know? She was saying that, like, I know that feeling too, like, joy
and
life.
And even going deeper into that, the way how I see it, I think what broke her really is like, you know, this man right here, his father bought me as a slave, treat me like shit, abuse me, sexual, all that shit. And I gotta make dinner for these motherfuckers. Breakfast, dinner, lunch, all that shit. Clean the house and everything. And then this motherfucker is saying to me, all this happiness you just showed me that I never experienced, never saw for myself. And he tell me he the only motherfucker that can give this to me. I think that's what broke her down, because I don't think she want to be around you. I think she would be truly happy if she can just be free and find herself somewhere else. I think it just acknowledging the fact like, wait, what? Even after I'm grown and shit, I'm still gonna be owned by him, and then most likely my only option is either to fuck with you or your dad. Most likely the dad's already plotting. Can't imagine what you're telling her. He probably already told her up front in the face, like, when you're 18, I'm marrying you or whatever. Fuck yeah. So I can see, I think that's a possibility of what broke her down. For housework.
The fuck is this shit?
She a high tier maid.
Dear, like, I'm not even into that. Like, people pay me to do that shit. Feel good. I don't even have to go to sleep. I'm a master. We'll do whatever you say. Live your life. Fuck away. Like, I like that shit.
That's why I'm saying, like, I don't see them motherfuckers that, like, used to be masters or, like, used to be slave owners. I don't see them as humans. Because I'm just like, yo, how the fuck you do everything for me? No matter what I do to you, you don't want to kill me or nothing. Or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, I'm beating on you and all that shit. I don't even see that. I would just let you do your job and then just get the fuck onto your kids.
No, just living life. That shit.
And, you know, for the motherfuckers just like, oh, I won't own no slave, you know, during that time period. I mean, at the same time, you're not owning, you know, somebody, whatever the fuck. You're just going to get bought by somebody else's ain't shit. I would just go out my way to, you know, to get as many people as I can. I'm just like, listen, do this, whatever the fuck, and be good. I mean, why the fuck would I be when you try to rape them, you know, all that shit?
That's what I'm saying.
And add it on to that. We went to war for that shit. Huh? We went to war for that shit.
Oh shit. What the fuck is going on?
That was the first and only civil war that we had. It was about owning a slave or not. Which, either way, because, you know, the North side won, so there's no slave, but we ended up getting slaved by the system, so. We all slave to something in this society. Even you, white people. Okay. Even you. But if you wake up and take that red pill, you would fucking realize it by now. We had no choice to swallow that shit. That's another white privilege that y'all have. Y'all have the choice to be in denial about shit.
Okay. I have
All right. That's the end of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
Yeah, no problem.
See, grazie. I do appreciate all the sentiments.
Oh, yeah.
But there is something that I must do.
Don't look at me like that.
Are you really okay with letting them both go, brother?
I am. Now, I may be a bit biased, but they have both grown into excellent chefs. But Takumi seems to have grown a cold place in his heart.
You're sending us to cooking school? Uncle, this really doesn't make any sense. Why would we need to go there? We have been proving ourselves at Aldini for 8 years now.
Well, you would benefit greatly by going. That school is respected the world over. Just leave everything to my brother. Your father will make all your travel arrangements. Come back once you manage to sharpen your skills.
Transferring into the second year of culinary school. What do you think about this?
I'll just go wherever you go, brother.
After a few more years, Takumi may very well surpass me, but he cannot see the goal that lies ahead of him. What he needs is to face a competitive rival.
There's no way I can lose to a chef
Honestly,
my own age.
That's another thing we should be reintroducing in society, having rivals.
I am a professional
other
chef.
Than just competing,
sure,
like, you need that growth, you need that.
But I still don't plan on losing to a bunch of wannabes who've never stood in front of a customer before.
You
I
need
mean,
that push,
right?
You know, having a rival introduce taking L's
I
once in
well
a while. You always compete with someone, you know, at your best. Instead of just playing to the world like you have competitors and you just destroy them. Like, if I constantly destroy all my opponents, I never have a challenge. I can never grow. Like, I'm just the best to somebody knock me out of place. And then usually when people get taken out of their number one spot, they don't know how to continue. Like you just see them shit start falling apart around you. But that one L really drove them to be crazy or some shit, like, you know.
It's alive!
Whatever he was cooking is dead by now.
What's going on here?
I'm
facing the rainbow. What else?
Skittles and
Airheads. So now we're just eating candy. We're smoking candy.
Mm-hmm.
Do they still have time to dress the duck? That didn't even take an hour.
Well then,
seemed like it got you.
It would seem you haven't made much progress yet. You have a long way to go to measure up.
Oh, yes, Frank. You had mentioned a challenge earlier, didn't you? Very well. If I'm to expect a dish as scrumptious as the previous one, I will gladly make an exception and weigh in on which one is better.
Did you hear that, Soma?
Yeah, you're not gonna hear me object.
The loser will be forced to grovel. You'll grovel in front of your opponent and say, I am a loser and a dog three times for all to hear. If you're putting your restaurant's reputation on the line, we need something of this magnitude. Ah, my sweet little dumpling, you won't have to grovel. Only the silly boys will. You have some lovely fingers.
Let's go. You think you can make something better? Give it your best shot. These guys came up with the idea to use dough completely on the fly. Plus, they gathered a range of ingredients to complement its flavor. It makes me wonder, what's the best dish I could make in a situation like this?
And it really forced people to think outside the box.
There were a few chickens and rabbits out there too. Megumi.
Yes.
I want to use these ingredients as garnish. Could you get them for me? You know what these are, right?
I think so. Yes. Don't worry about a thing. I used to forage for a lot of greens back home.
Great. I'm counting on you.
What are you gonna be doing, Soma?
There's something I'm gonna need to find. I'm headed outside. Oh, first. Chef Hinako, I can use absolutely anything within the fence boundaries, correct?
Yes. Well, as long as it's within a permitted area, use what you like.
Perfect. In that case, the key ingredient in what we're gonna prepare for you is...
a human body!
Is this! Looks like we'll be going back outside again. Oh, could you hold these for me? Thanks. What did you think I... Alright, let's go,
baby! Okay! So what am I supposed to eat now?
Soma Yukihira, just what are you planning?
Okay, I've gotten everything on my end.
Big one in them nuts.
Fucking nuts, fucking nuts. Fucking nuts.
Freshly laid eggs.
Nah.
This doesn't taste good. Maybe again.
Damn. Damn.
Can you take criticism when it comes to the cooking? No. So you wouldn't be handling like this nasty to do it again?
Smack that shit on the floor and walk away.
Alright, well, fuck you, let your pants eat, nigga.
I guess this is all that I can expect.
Darn.
Work. Thank you. Also,
15 minutes is plenty of time.
What the?
If a restaurant keeps customers waiting, then they pick up and go somewhere else.
Honestly, that is not a lot. If I'm really fucking hungry, I will go somewhere else. But if I really have a taste for something, I will stay away. It's just all about that respect and shit.
You need to slice the bottom ends off the pepper buds. Careful.
When you're done with that, could you separate the yolks from the whites?
Okay. Huh? A fried dish?
Yep. We'll fry the fish we cut.
Yeah, okay, I guess. But we don't have any flour or cornstarch. Nothing to act as a breading. How do you plan on deep frying it? Fish has a lot of moisture, so without any breading, it's not going to fry up properly.
Actually, we do have some. We've got an excellent breading.
That is a really good point. Every time I see, like, fried fish, it does have breading on it.
Freshwater fish, eggs, rice crackers. I've got it. Someone's going to take the rice crackers and crush them to use as a breading.
Thinking outside the box. Even though she did say she is tired of fish, so good luck.
We're done. Chef Hinako, please have some before it gets cold.
Great. This looks good. Oh, my rice crackers were used to make an excellent fried dish.
Which I would like to introduce an episode when we just going out to try. I would like to introduce an episode when we just go and try food and just get reviews on it and shit.
Listening between bites of the crisp and coating really rouses the appetite. The treatment of the
fried
vegetables
is
essential as well. No,
if we would have went to the joint that made the fried rice, yes. If we would have went to that place again,
there
we go. If you reviews. We men would have liked that. Man, we men gonna be like, I never been whole like this.
Chef. Soma Yukihira, Megami Tadakoro,
But to be a taste tester, you gotta have an appetite. That's why I would just smoke, but you know, the world is iffy on that.
I've been just having to smoke a shit ton of food. I said this.
You high already?
I mean, that's the thing. I might be, but I don't feel like it. I mean, I feel very stable. I don't feel stable.
If you piss longer than a minute, you high. That we should all introduce to our kids and shit. Like, one, just get in their mindset, like, you're not the only star, my nigga. Like, you're not the only star. Like, even as talented as you believe that you are, there's other people that have that same ambition as you, or like, you know, or they might be gifted talent. You never know. But I don't want you to just think like, oh, I want to be this and I can just achieve that. Just like going with the flow, or you know what I'm saying? Not just going with the flow, but like, for example, if my child was into like being a basketball player, like, he got to know, like, there's other motherfuckers that can shoot threes and shit. Like, if you're not the one that's out here competing with a motherfucker that's like shooting threes or some shit, how are you supporting your team? How you gonna potentially grow? Especially, all right, let's say you are the best fucking player. What growth have you made? You've been playing nothing but other teams that's below you. That's not making growth. You've been playing down. So by the time you do meet up with a team or whatever fucking that have that same ambition and coming as hard as you, can you outlast them? Can you put in that final effort or whatever fuck? Because I know damn for a fact, I know I be getting caught lacking when I'm playing fighting games. And I get used to playing motherfuckers that make mistakes. Then I go to play against somebody that never makes the mistakes. It's a different battlefield. Now I have to adjust. Now I gotta start thinking, because now he's reading my moves and I gotta read his shit. It's like a chess game out here. And you can't be thinking everything is all sweet and done. So, especially like, you know, and also pain to the head, it's okay to take a loss. We not gonna win every fucking battle. And to the people that motherfuckers saying like, oh, your career is over after you took an L, fuck them. You can do it again. Who tell me you can stop playing at a certain age? What? You can play as however you want, but you gotta put in that effort. And just know, like, yes, when you get older or whatever, fuck, you're gonna have to work harder. Because there's young niggas out here that's hungry, that want that spotlight that you had. And there's nothing you can do about other than competing, nigga. So, like, I just wanna paint that to them. Don't be a sore loser after you get one L, my nigga. Don't give up. Take it as a lesson, like, move on. And I want that to be normalized to every fucking kid. So by the time when they hit the college, whatever, like, damn, I failed one class. Okay? What are we doing next? That's not the end of your life, though. And I hate that the world painted as it is. Like, oh, if you don't go to college, you're a bum. Says who? A lot of niggas that made it in high places, they never went to fucking school. Most billionaires never finished fucking school. Or they went after they already made it. A lot of people go to school after they fuck them in. So what that says?
Food war. One
day I'll submit my challenge, and you will accept your fate. When that time comes, I will pound you.
Oh.
Until then, you should like hold that. Your skills to the utmost perfection. Next time I see you, it is on.
You ever had a rivalry?
Okay, I'll be
no, like in anything.
Well, what do you know? Should we do it now?
Come on,
in acting,
you gotta have rivalry. The two that want to be famous about the players.
Don't talk to me!
Because I was
gonna
say,
I'm used to
it.
That's funny.
So
shit.
I
I'll
use my skills and my knowledge to the fullest in today's challenge. And the inspiration for that.
Had that changed, like, the effort thing with that? Like. So since you always thinking you're losing, do you still give it your 100%? Your full effort?
I was gonna say that's hard because that's no like effort. Like I was losing, I just
wait, you do know this could be anything, right?
Well, I was gonna say I'm pulling my perspective.
I don't know from your personal experience, but just in even like when we used to work. There was like a rivalry of like they like have us against like being on time, like, oh, this motherfucker been here every day on time, he's the best worker. So they already create that rivalry and that feel.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
Okay.
So I was gonna say, are you asking me?
No, I was asking, was it anything in the life that you had close to like a rivalry with someone? Or some shit.
Because I was gonna say I'm not competitive anyway. I think that's my thing. I'm not competitive, I don't care. Like, I don't know. But I understood like your perspective on like if somebody is like good at video games or like chess games or not always winning, and then when, once they get their L, when somebody is much quicker than them, they become a sort of loser, they get upset, they get angry, like, yeah.
You ever had a rivalry?
What?
A rivalry.
What?
A rivalry, nigga.
Even to another way.
No, it's just the way he says it. It sounds weird.
Yeah, because it's coming out of my... Yeah, shut up. But anyway, a rivalry.
No.
Never? In shooting games? None of that shit? Nobody never competed with you? In Apex? Siege alone, my nigga. Alright, so no way.
I mean, I'll play one-on-ones and something like that with certain people because I'll be bugging for it. But rather than that.
So, you never had a rivalry, I guess. Well, you never look at anybody as your rival. That's what it is. But people did look at it as towards you. That's what I mean. Okay. So how it felt in that situation? Was it like a bore?
Yeah.
Okay.
It depends on what the situation is. If it's like, man, if I know I'm going to whoop your ass, I'm not going to get the game. And then if I do go along with it and then I do continue to whoop your ass, I'm getting bored.
So how you go into, like, when you play, like, shooting games? Do you look for, like, a good fight? Or you just look for anything? And what's that?
All
the smoke. Nah. Shit, yeah.
Okay. I was right about Blossom.
What?
Because Blossom is, like competitive and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I'm mostly specialized in, like, racing and, like, fighting games, so that comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
And plus, a lot of people make it into a rivalry, and then when I win it, or overcomes, like, the hardship, that's great. It's fucking amazing. What else? And having siblings as well. We always competed with each other and everything. Like, like even over the stupidest shit, like, who had the longest rebel, who was, like, you know... started at the early age of doing their own shit and not listen to anybody. Like, it always came down to that, like, in that conversation.
I got it.
So it was like, alright. It just made me just want to do shit on my own. Like, so I was just like, I had my own experience and everything. I'm like, you know what? I did this, though.
Right. I got it. And that's the problem I had, like,
my hardest challenge was the age difference. Like, as a kid, like, I had a very naive perception of shit, like, even just like, you know, like, oh, like, I read the comics, so I'm gonna, the only way how I'm gonna play this game is doing directly how it tells me how to do combos and shit. But when you get older and all that shit, most likely you play with motherfuckers that already know that comics, so you gotta think outside the box. So these motherfuckers already grown. They had experience and shit. Mm-hmm. And I'm playing, you know, naive and shit. I'm the newbie with no experience and with a child mindset. And I just, like, I had to overcome each fight. And I remember just getting my ass whooped so many times, get laughing, like, like, this motherfucker, he dropped it. He dropped the, you know, the combo and shit. He fucked up. So taking that, I was like, damn, all right, fuck. All right, I'm going to try again. I'm going to try again. And then when I won, it was, like, a good feeling to me. I overcame my hardship, my challenges, and then I was like, damn. All right, so it's not unbelievable for me to defeat you now. If I just put in that effort, however fuck, I can get to it. So it's just like, it's no more a dream to me. So that's how I took it.
Yeah, that gave me perspective. It gave me insight. Thank you. I understand. Mm-hmm. But I'm used to losing, so when I do win, like, you want to do, oh, I did? Mm-hmm. Oh, you like,
it's
one of those
shocking
things.
Mm-hmm. Or, like, the dumbest challenges that you get into, like, who can outdrink who, mm-hmm. who can outsmoke who, mm-hmm. like, you know, or even, like, damn. Maybe got competitive to the bedroom, like, you know, who's gonna make who come first and all that shit. Wow. So, yeah, it was, yeah, I don't know.
No, it's fine.
I could be a competitive motherfucker, like, yeah. Anything, if I hear a challenge to it, especially if it's a prize at the end of it, yeah.
So, you like challenges?
I guess.
Yeah,
I guess it kind of gave me, like, the.
Yeah,
I guess so. Yeah. I take it. Especially, like, always get challenged as well. So that's another thing. Like, that always comes to me, especially like going to school or whatever. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Nice, thank you for
that perspective.
See, I love how we all had, like, we said, like, different perspectives. They did have more than just one perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, what I said was, I like that we all had different perspectives. Like, how you had this perspective, you had yours.
Yeah, you truly, truly like bubbles. There's no competition, you know, it's all peace, it's all love. I never want to destroy a nigga, you know, never the fuck. You know what, that makes sense. You always take it from behind. That's what you
do.
And fucking bubble cups over here, you know, always being outbursting and all that shit, that, you know, badass as the person that he is, so you don't perceive anybody else as a competition or fucking just an enjoy of life. Wants all the fucking smoke, you know?
Fuck you. Because I heard what you said about something about the back and back. Second of all.
Wait, when did you pick up on that?
Because when I heard you going, I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? But it makes sense why you ain't getting it from the back. I said, this motherfucker playing with me. Not when I'm shoving the skittles, stop playing. I got the skittles in me. I'm like,
well, I'm sorry, because y'all, first of all, y'all not even acting, perceiving as characters y'all perceiving and shit. Where's the, you know, the same energy and all that shit? You know, put that towards here. Y'all want to be quiet, stiff, whatever the fuck. Get y'all words out.
We was going there. We just was saying that we don't see competition.
Yeah, okay. Yes. What else, too, there? The motherfucker, that's it?
Yeah, and then we gave you perspective on the upbringing on why we don't see competition. But you never explained yours, though, don't you? Like, why don't you see competition, or why don't you, when you play the game?
Yes. Yes.
You don't see them in
bubbles. Like, buttercups. Please, go into detail.
So, listen, do you play the game just to, like, kill me?
Because, man. Okay, so. I'm along with this. Okay, so, you know, it's. Okay, we both have a common goal here, which is.
To win? Oh.
Become, that, of course, that's what it comes to being content creators, right?
Yes.
So, there was a point in time to where I didn't want to be doing any streams because I was always like, oh, damn, what if this happens and this happens? Oh, the stream's not gonna go so well. This isn't gonna go so well. So, it's like I was always in such a shell to anything. So I finally started being around gym and doing all this extra shit. Mm-hmm. That's when I finally started doing like a little bit more. And yeah, thanks to you pushing me a little bit more. Yeah, I finally broke out of that shit, doing a little bit more. But when it comes to competition, I just don't see it. I don't really look at games as competition. I see it as stress relief.
Okay. So,
beautiful. That's such a Pisces.
That's funny. Yeah, and the reason why I say it's funny, because a lot of games you do pick to play, like, it's never no solo games. It's always, like, online multiplayer games that's, like, competitive and competition-wise. So that's why I always thought, that's why I saw, like, you know, do, like, do you do this shit for, like, you know, thrill and kicks? Or, like, is it, like, some type of, like, thrill you get from, like, from rivalry or whatever the fuck?
When it comes to shooting, you always going to get a thrill from that shit. Just the sense of your controller vibrating is going to make you fucking jump.
Is it like simple as just getting kills, or is it like specifically you doing like some hitman shit, like some headshots, catching them all above?
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And when you said stress relief, from what?
Life.
Mm.
That was the easiest question ever.
I felt bad.
Shit, nigga, life.
Mine started off as a stress relief, as an escape way, but now I'm working towards it as making my career. I would love to get paid for playing games and, you know, making an income from this and being self-sustained. That's what I want. I don't see, like, me working, like, a typical office job. That's not for me. If I can develop my own games, then I have shit ton of ideas for games and shit. Oh, that's drama. When you used to play games heavy, was it an escape for you?
Yeah. Even to watching TV, that's my escape. That's why I had that perspective of, like, you know, the happy go lucky, you just go up and out watching fucking TV.
And,
watching a lot.
And just taking that to an aspect, a lot of people don't want to acknowledge. I like how you brought TV as another escape. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't want to acknowledge everything that we do. Like, even just going to simply work can be an escape from a situation. So I just hate the fact that we just focus on certain things, like, you know, gaming or like some other events that we find, like, you know, society find it negative or some shit. Like, oh, that is just an escape route. Like, or you do drugs and you're like, we all have some type of escape
route. The fuck? Thank you.
Coffee, simple as that. Working out, like, the fuck. We all have some type of escape route to get the stress relief off. Even boxing and all that shit. Just shit like that. So I think people need to acknowledge it and just be like, okay, we have an escape route. How can we, you know, better our society on growth and shit when it comes to this? Because, you know, where the world went, it introduced a lot of escapes that people developed throughout the years. I remember in early times, the only escape route people would have had during them times is going to, like, certain events, like opera and all that shit back in them times. That was the escape route. Going to, like, concerts and that before the COVID, that was people's escape routes.
Going to the club, get
up. Yes. Escape route church, escape route from sins.
And even, like, quote-unquote, the healthy stuff, like taking a walk, going out of nature, still escape this.
Mm-hmm. And bring you at peace? Sex?
Thank you, yeah. Like,
escape route.
So I feel like nobody can say anything. Like, and I feel like people's crazy that when they try to label it as was, like, healthy and not healthy or whatever. Like, you don't want to come out too much. It's bad to be by.
What works out for you doesn't necessarily work out for me. And even though it's a possibility of, like, you remember how we was watching Wondering Witch, and it was that episode of the guy that hold the jar of, like, the girl dreams and shit?
Yes.
And, well, it was like people, passion or some shit.
Yeah.
And he showed it to her and she fucking broke. So that's like, even though that's a possibility of, like, giving, like, not, like, even giving too much happiness to somebody that's suffering could be a dangerous weapon. So even something like that, like, I think that, like, should open up a lot of people's eyes and just, you know, make it a better change in this shit, in this world, and how we do shit.
And now,
like,
she didn't even know where it was, you know?
Mm.
She was saying that, like, I know that feeling too, like, that, like, joy in life.
And
even going deeper into that, the way how I see it, I think what broke her really is, like, you know, this man right here, his father bought me as a slave, treat me like shit, abuse me, sexual, all that shit, and I gotta make dinner for these motherfuckers, breakfast, dinner, lunch, all that shit, clean the house and everything. And then this motherfucker is saying to me, all this happiness he just showed me that I never experienced, never saw for myself. And he tell me he the only motherfucker that can give this to me. I think that's what broke her down, because I don't think she want to be around him. I think she would be truly happy if she can just be free and find herself somewhere else. I think it just acknowledging the fact, like, wait, what? Even after I'm grown and shit, I'm still gonna be owned by him, and then most likely my only option is either to fuck with you or your dad. Most likely the dad's already plotting. Can't imagine what he's telling her. He probably already told her up front in the face, like, when you 18, I'm marrying you or whatever. Fuck yeah. So I can see, I think that's a possibility of what broke her down. For housework.
The fuck is this shit?
She a high tier maid.
Sick. I'm not even into it.
I don't see them motherfuckers that used to be masters or, like, used to be slave owners. I don't see them as humans. Because I'm just like, yo, how the fuck you do everything for me? No matter what I do to you, you don't want to kill me or nothing. Or whatever the fuck. And I'm like, I'm beating on you and all that shit. I don't even see that. I would just let you do your job and then just get the fuck onto your kids.
No, just living life. That shit.
And, you know, for the motherfuckers just like, oh, I won't own no slave, you know, during that time period. I mean, at the same time, you're not owning, you know, somebody, whatever the fuck. They're just gonna get bought by somebody else's ain't shit. I would just go out my way to, you know, to get as many people as I can. I'm just like, listen, do this, whatever the fuck, and be good. I mean, why the fuck would I be when you're trying to rape them, you know, all that shit?
That's what I'm saying.
And add it on to that. We went to war for that shit.
Huh?
We went to war for that shit.
Oh, shit. What the fuck is going on?
That was the first and only civil war that we had. It was about owning a slave or not. Which, either way, because, you know, the North side won, so there's no slave. But we ended up getting slaved by the system, so... We all slave to something in this society. Even you, white people. Okay. Even you. But if you wake up and take that red pill, you would fucking realize it by now. We had no choice to swallow that shit. That's another white privilege that y'all have. Y'all have the choice to be in denial about shit.
Okay.
Alright. That's the end of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.